Would you do what Vimes did, Carrot? Would it be you who picked up a weapon and came after me? I know you won't lie. I've got to know. Would it be you? A little snow slid down from the trees. The wolves watched. Carrot looked up for a moment at the grey sky and then nodded. Yes. She sighed. Promise, she said. Vimes was surprised at how quickly a coronation became a working day. There was a flourish of echoing horns, a general flow of the crowd, and gradually a queue in front of the king. They haven't even given him time to get comfy, said Lady Sybil as they headed towards the exit. Our kings are working kings, said Cheery, and Vimes detected the pride in her voice. But now is the time when the king awards favours. A dwarf caught up with Vimes and tugged his cloak respectfully. The king wishes to see you now, Your Excellency, he said. There's an almighty queue. Nevertheless, the dwarf gave a polite cough, the king wishes to see you now, all of you. They were led to the front of the queue. Vimes felt many eyes boring into the small of his back. The king dismissed the previous supplicants with a regal nod as the Ankh-Morpork party was deftly inserted at the top of the line, supplanting a dwarf whose beard went down to his knees. The king looked up at them for a moment, and then the internal filing system threw up a card. Ah, it's yourselves, good as new, he said. Now what was it I was going to do? Oh, I remember. Lady Sybil, she curtsied. Classically we give rings at this time, said the king. Between ourselves, many dwarfs consider this a bit, well, bath salts, see. But I believe they are still welcome, and so this, Lady Sybil, is perhaps a token of things to come. It was a thin silver ring. Vimes was taken aback at this parsimony, but Sybil could accept a bunch of dead rats graciously. Oh, how one... We normally give gold, the king went on. Very popular, and of course you can sing about it. But this has rarity value, see. It is the first silver that has been mined in Uberwald in hundreds of years. I thought there was a rule that... Vimes began. I ordered the mines reopened last night, said the king pleasantly. It seemed an auspicious time. We shall soon have ore for sale, Your Excellency, but if Lady Sybil doesn't get involved in the negotiations and bankrupt us, I, for one, shall be very grateful. The king added, Miss Littlebottom, I see, has not graced us with a sartorial extravaganza today. Cheery stared. You're not wearing a dress, said the king. No, sire. Although I do note a few unobtrusive touches of mascara and lipstick.
Yes, sire,
squeaked Cheery, on the point of death through shock. There's nice. Do be sure to let me know the name of your dressmaker, the king went on. I may have some custom for her in the fullness of time. I've thought long and hard. Vimes blinked. Cheery had gone pale. Had anyone else heard that? Had he? Sybil nudged him in the ribs.
Your mouth's open, Sam, she whispered.
So he had heard it. He heard the king's voice again. And a bag of gold is always acceptable. Cheery was still staring. Vimes shook her gently by the shoulder.
Thank you, sire.
The king held out his hand. Vimes wobbled Cheery again. Completely hypnotized, she extended her hand. The king took it and shook it. Shocked whispers were spreading behind Vimes. The king had shaken the hand of a self-declared female. And that leaves detritus, said the king. What a dwarf should give a troll is, of course, a bit of a puzzle. But it occurs to me that what I should give you is what I would give a dwarf. A bag of gold, then, for whatever purpose you choose to use it. And... He stood up. He held out his hand. Dwarfs and trolls were still fighting in the further regions of Uberwald, Vimes knew. Elsewhere, there was at best the sort of peace you got when both sides were busy rearming. The whispering stopped. Silence spread out in a widening circle all across the floor of the cave. Detritus blinked. Then he took the hand very carefully, trying not to crush it. The whispering started again, and this time Vimes knew it had go for miles. It occurred to him that in two handshakes the white-bearded elderly dwarf had done more than a dozen devious plots could have achieved. By the time those ripples reached the edge of Uberwald, they would be tidal waves. 30 men and a dog would be nothing by comparison.
Hmm?
I said, what can a king give a vine?